If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the VoiceOver Work podcast, an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, trivia, and viewpoints from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. Thanks for listening. Hope you're doing well today. My name is Russell Newton, and this is episode one. Today we introduce to you a book by Patrick King, The Art of Everyday Assertiveness. Speak up, set boundaries, say no, take back control, get what you want. It's quite a mouthful and offers a lot of promises for the reader. Patrick King is an internationally best-selling author and social skills coach. His writing draws on a variety of sources from research, academic experience, coaching, and real-life experience. He's also a recovering people pleaser who knows exactly how it feels to feel unable to speak his mind. He's been featured in GQ magazine, TEDx, Forbes, NBC News, Huffington Post, Business Insider, Men's Fitness, Inc., Attention, Real Simple Magazine, and Creative Life. When he's not helping clients conquer the world, he's either fronting an 80s cover band or training for his next 10K. For a first extract from Patrick King's book, here's the opening of chapter one. What does assertiveness mean to you? I can tell you what it means to me. Freedom. It's not necessarily freedom from others or from the obligations in my life, but assertiveness is the freedom to choose what I want to do and not to be beholden to people, places, and things. It might sound insignificant, but it's absolutely not. It's analogous to the difference between feeling like you're drowning versus treading water effortlessly. If it sounds familiar, then welcome to the first step in taking back your time, energy, and life. I'm a recovering people pleaser, passive person, and overall doormat. I realize now that I acted in this manner for a few reasons. First, I didn't know that it was okay to say no to people. Second, I felt like people would hate me if I disagreed with them. Third, I literally didn't know the words to use. These things sound almost silly to read back as I write them, but I know I'm not alone in them. I'll dig into these factors deeper in later chapters. I wrote this book for me as much as for you. Becoming an assertive person who knows how to stand up for themselves takes far more than a few simple phrases in the guise of communication skills. It requires a deep look into the relationship you have with others and, more importantly, the relationship you have with yourself. That's why you'll go to extreme lengths to avoid conflict, unable to express yourself clearly and fairly without your emotions sabotaging you. That's also why you'll beat yourself up for being such a pushover, losing your temper, or following orders against your better nature. Assertiveness is, in theory, as easy as saying those simple phrases, "No," "I don't want to," and "Are you trying to take advantage of me?" But in practice, it's one of the most difficult lines to tread. How can you get your message across without insulting or enraging others? Is there a way to balance your needs with the requests of others? Let's take a look at a scenario that is likely familiar from one perspective or another. Three friends had been meaning to meet up, so Keisha booked a table for dinner that night. She ordered the most expensive meal because her promotion allowed her to treat herself. Michael hadn't told them he was recovering from gastric flu and didn't order food, excusing himself, sweating and shaking, to throw up halfway through the meal. Gita had paid out for unexpected car repairs that day and, hiding a gasp when she saw the prices, just ordered a side dish so she could afford a much-needed drink. When the bill came, Keisha told the waiter they would split it three ways. Michael resented paying for their food when he should have been at home in bed, but he agreed, not wanting to disappoint Keisha. Gita, probably helped along by the house wine on an almost empty stomach, passive-aggressively groused that Keisha was too controlling and they should have canceled. There was palpable tension in the air until things became obvious and plain. "Why didn't you both just say?" Keisha asked as she theatrically paid for the entire meal amidst protests that turned into deafening silence. That was the last time they met up as friends. Most people can remember a time when they've played the role of Keisha, Gita, or Michael. Assertiveness would have been a very welcome fourth dinner guest. Michael's passive behavior stemmed from feeling too guilty to tell Keisha he wasn't feeling well enough to meet up. He felt obligated to make it out. Gita was ashamed of her financial situation and fearful of judgment, which bubbled into mistrust of Keisha's intentions. Despite Keisha's outward appearance, her low self-worth fueled her aggressive behavior surrounding where, when, and how they ate together. That concludes our excerpt from today from Patrick King's book on assertiveness. If you're like myself, you can identify with each of the three individuals in that synopsis. Tune in to subsequent podcasts as we listen to more extracts from Patrick's book and learn more about how to be more assertive. Show notes and further information about this audiobook, as well as the production services, can be found at russelericnewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, trivia, and viewpoints from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.